Turning the system around. Prevention. What is prevention and mental health promotion? Mental health, alcohol, and other drug prevention refers to the initiatives and strategies implemented on a national, statewide, and local basis to reduce the incidence and prevalence of mental health problems and delay the uptake and reduce the harmful use of alcohol and other drugs and associated harms. Mental health promotion strategies aim to boost positive mental health and resilience. For ease of reference, the concepts of prevention and mental health promotion will be referred to collectively as prevention. Initiatives can be targeted at the whole population or specific priority target groups. Effective strategies can include raising community awareness of mental health problems and alcohol and other drug-related harms, the creation of supportive environments and communities that are also low risk, enhancing healthy community attitudes and skills, and building the community's capacity to address mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems. Turning the system around. A major 5-year study, funded by the National Health and Medical Research Council, NHMRC, found investment in prevention is highly cost-effective. Voss T, Carter R, Baron Drecht J, Mialopoulos C, Veerman JL, Magnus A, Kobiak L, Bertram MY, Wallace AL, Assessing Cost-Effectiveness in Prevention, ACE Prevention, Final Report, Queensland, University of Queensland and Deakin University, 2010. There is strong support across Western Australia for increased evidence-based and coordinated prevention activity. The plan places a high priority on the implementation of effective prevention activity across the service spectrum over the next 10 years to turn the system around. Aim. Together with key partners, establish a range of evidence-based prevention programs, strategies, and initiatives that will prevent and reduce drug use and harmful alcohol use, reduce the incidence of mental health problems, suicide, and suicide attempts, and promote positive mental health in the Western Australian community. Current services. In 2013-14, approximately 1% of the Mental Health Commission budget, or $7.3 million, was spent on prevention. In the same year, $10.5 million of the former Drug and Alcohol Office budget was dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention, which represented 12.9% of its annual budget. A range of prevention programs are already implemented and/or commissioned by the Mental Health Commission and the former Drug and Alcohol Office. The Drug and Alcohol Office is now amalgamated with the Mental Health Commission. Examples of prevention programs include the funding provided to the ACT Belong Commit program, programs to reduce stigma relating to mental health problems, internationally recognised alcohol and other drug mass reach campaigns, for example, Alcohol, Think Again, and Drug Aware, community action to prevent and reduce suicide and suicide attempts, community action to prevent and reduce alcohol and drug-related harm in local communities, and activities to create and support low-risk environments to prevent and reduce the risk of harm from alcohol and other drug use. What the modelling tells us. The Western Australian Mental Health Prevention and Mental Health Promotion Consultation Group, comprised of a range of experts, recommended that funding for prevention activity dedicated to mental health should increase to at least 5% of the Mental Health Commission budget over the life of the plan. This equates to $65 million by the end of 2025, reported in 2012-13 terms. An alcohol and other drug prevention expert reference group estimated there should be 208,000 hours of service on dedicated alcohol and other drug prevention strategies in 2024-25, which, along with the identified optimal levels of resourcing for evidence-based prevention strategies, such as mass reach education, would represent approximately 10.1% of the budget for alcohol and other drugs. This is in addition to the 5% Mental Health Commission budget dedicated to prevention, mental health related. Further detail on the modelling for prevention is contained in the plan matrix, page 105. Strategies. Lead the development and implementation of statewide evidence-based prevention initiatives. To enhance and better coordinate prevention activity, the newly amalgamated Mental Health Commission includes a directorate dedicated to commissioning and providing evidence-based prevention. The new directorate will work with key partners to lead the development of a detailed prevention plan for mental health, alcohol and other drugs, including regionally and culturally appropriate programs and prevention initiatives that address mental health, alcohol and other drug problems across the life course. Build on collaboration between government, non-government, the private sector and the Western Australian community, including supporting other sectors and agencies to implement relevant prevention strategies. Commission and deliver new and existing programs, services and initiatives that are targeted at the whole population and, where required, at priority target groups. Monitor and evaluate programs and services to ensure effectiveness and value for money. Further information on key prevention priority areas is detailed in the strategies that follow. The development of the prevention plan referred to above will identify further priority areas for prevention investment over the next 10 years. Expand infant, child, adolescent and youth programs to reduce the incidence of mental illness and prevent harmful impacts of alcohol and other drugs. Evidence indicates that 75% of mental illness emerges by the age of 25. Magorry PD, Rursall R, Goldstone S, Amminger GP, age of onset and timing of treatment for mental and substance use disorders, implications for preventive intervention strategies and models of care, 2011, current opinion in psychiatry, 24, 301-306. Individuals may also commence alcohol and other drug use by this age. Early and effective intervention, targeting infants, children and young people, is critical for future health and well-being. Reducing social disadvantage and building the resilience of families and children requires collaboration and targeted approaches from a range of agencies and the broader community. Programs must also be culturally secure and locally relevant. Examples of priority areas where programs need to be established or expanded include education and resilience building in schools, reducing the effects of alcohol on a fetus during pregnancy, prevention of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, perinatal and postnatal mental health, particularly to support early secure attachment and the 0 to 5 year age group, parenting and family support, early identification of children at risk of developing a mental health and or alcohol and other drug problems, including children of parents with a mental health, alcohol and other drug problem. Initiatives targeting the broader community. Turning the system around. Closely monitor suicide rates and build on existing or develop new programs and initiatives to decrease the suicide rate. Suicide Prevention 2020, Together We Can Save Lives, is the new state government strategy that aims to reduce the current number of suicides by 50% over the next decade. Suicide Prevention 2020 proposes a holistic, evidence-based approach to suicide prevention that is informed through the National Living is for Everyone framework and builds on the achievements of the previous strategy, the Western Australian Suicide Prevention Strategy 2009-2013. Suicide Prevention 2020 seeks to balance investment in community awareness and stigma reduction, mental health and suicide prevention training, and coordinated services for high-risk groups through the provision of activity across 6 key action areas: greater public awareness and united action across the community, local support and community prevention across the lifespan, coordinated and targeted responses for high-risk groups, shared responsibility across government, private and non-government sectors to build mentally healthy workplaces, increased suicide prevention training, timely data and evidence to improve responses and services. It is intended that additional initiatives will operate alongside Suicide Prevention 2020, including counselling and early intervention, crisis lines, grief and bereavement support, and national initiatives such as Beyond Blue. Expand current evidence-based alcohol and other drug prevention programs. A range of evidence-based alcohol and other drug prevention programs are currently implemented, and over the next 10 years, these programs will continue to expand across the state. Programs include mass reach prevention campaigns, community action, initiatives to create and support low-risk environments, increased community support for policy measures to prevent and reduce alcohol and other drug-related harm, and support for initiatives that discourage the inappropriate supply of alcohol and other drugs. Programs may target a range of alcohol and other drugs or be specific to particular drugs of concern, for example, alcohol, cannabis, and amphetamine-type stimulants. Alcohol continues to be the priority drug of concern for Western Australia. There is a need to continue efforts to change the drinking culture from one of harmful use to one where low-risk drinking is encouraged and supported. Furthermore, programs may be applied universally or targeted at particular settings, for example, sporting clubs, workplaces, schools. Turning the system around, develop and build upon a range of complementary prevention strategies to promote social inclusion. Stigma and discrimination can affect access to treatment, support, housing, education, employment, and primary care. The research commissioned by the Mental Health Commission on reducing stigma in Western Australia will be utilised to inform future initiatives that create positive attitudinal and behaviour change towards people with mental illness. Building on work to create mentally healthy communities and workplaces is also a priority. Research has also been conducted in the alcohol and other drugs sector to inform strategies which will be developed and implemented to reduce alcohol and other drug-related stigma impacting individuals, families, and people who work in the sector. Establish and build upon targeted programs for groups at greater risk of mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems. There are a number of groups that are at greater risk of developing or being impacted by mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems, including young people, Aboriginal people and communities, older adults, people from culturally and linguistically diverse, CALD backgrounds, fly-in, fly-out, FIFO workers, people from regional areas, and many other groups. Evidence-based, appropriately targeted prevention strategies will be developed in partnership with key groups over the next 10 years. In the case of Aboriginal-specific programs, this may include cultural rehabilitation and healing programs. In many cases, effective evidence-based programs already exist and will therefore be further expanded upon in the future. Actions: implementing existing commitments. Complete the development and commence implementation of a new suicide prevention strategy. Implement legislation and associated strategies to respond to the rapid emergence of new psychoactive substances. By the end of 2017, to prepare for the future, we aim to develop a comprehensive prevention plan for mental health, alcohol and other drugs, which will include a range of evidence-based strategies across the life course, including targeted programs for at-risk groups. Commence the implementation of the prevention plan, including identifying opportunities to partner with existing relevant health promotion programs delivered by the government and non-government sector. Identify opportunities to enhance existing prevention initiatives targeting children, young people, families, and the broader community, including but not limited to school-based programs which incorporate mental health, alcohol, and other drug education, and resilience building. Increase the proportion of the Mental Health Commission budget spent on prevention dedicated to mental health from 1% to 2%. Increase the hours of service dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention from 66,000 to 108,000 hours, and provide the optimal level of resource identified for associated alcohol and other drug prevention programs. Ensure resourcing of existing public education campaigns is sufficient to optimize effectiveness. Turning the system around. By the end of 2020, to rebalance the system, there is a need to continue the implementation and monitoring of the prevention plan. Increase the proportion of the Mental Health Commission budget spent on prevention dedicated to mental health from 2% to 4%. Increase the hours of service dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention from 108,000 to 192,000 hours, and provide the optimal level of resource identified for associated alcohol and other drug prevention programs. Complete the rollout of school-based education programs on mental health, alcohol and other drugs, and resilience building until available in all schools. Expand current public education campaigns targeting harmful alcohol and other drug use. Promote the adoption of evidence-based mental health first aid training throughout the community. By the end of 2025, to continue the reform, modelling identifies the requirement to continue the implementation and monitoring of the prevention plan and commence development of a new prevention plan. Improve access to web-based online strategies and interventions. Have established a comprehensive suite of universal and targeted mass reach campaigns that promote mental health, prevent mental illness, and reduce harmful alcohol and other drug use. Reach the target of 5% of the Mental Health Commission budget allocated to prevention, dedicated to mental health, 208,000 hours of service dedicated to alcohol and other drug prevention, as well as provide the optimal level of resource identified for associated alcohol and other drug prevention programs. Table 1. Summary of the plan matrix. State total. Prevention. Measure. Hours in 1,000. Total. Current. Not applicable. 2017. Not applicable. 2020. Not applicable. 2025. Not applicable. State total. Mental health. Measure. Percentage. Current. 1%. 2017. 2%. 2020. 4%. 2025. 5%. Alcohol and other drug. State total. Measure. Hours in thousands. Current, 66. 2017, 108. 2020, 192. 2025, 208. Turning the system around. Research commissioned by the Mental Health Commission on reducing stigma in Western Australia will be utilised to inform future initiatives that create positive attitudinal and behaviour change towards people with mental illness. Keeping people connected and close to home. Community support services. What are community support services? Community support services provide individuals with mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems access to the help and support they need to participate in their community. Community support includes programs that help people identify and achieve their personal goals, personalised support programs, for example, to assist in accessing and maintaining employment and/or education and social activities, peer support, initiatives to promote good health and well-being, home in-reach support to attain and maintain housing, family and carer support, including support for young carers and children of parents with a mental illness, flexible respite, individual advocacy services, and harm reduction programs. Community support services for people with a mental illness are recovery-oriented and designed and delivered as part of a personal recovery journey. See page 141 for more information on recovery. Harm reduction strategies are a long-standing public health community support response for people with alcohol and other drug problems. It includes needle and syringe provision, overdose prevention, and safe places for intoxicated people, often known as sobering up centres. Strengthening personalised community support services alongside community treatment and community bed-based services, and improving the ability of consumers and carers to navigate the system is important. Through building the capacity of the system, improving coordination, and ensuring services are personalised, individuals will be supported to stay at lower risk of harm and to obtain recovery-focused support earlier in an environment best suited to their needs. Where relevant, new and expanded programs will be co-designed and delivered by the non-government sector in keeping with the government's Delivering Community Services in Partnership DCSP policy. The DCSP policy is intended to focus service providers on outcomes and encourage individuals, families, and carers to shape the supports and services they receive. Keeping people connected and close to home. Housing. Research indicates that mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems are contributing factors to a person becoming homeless. McGorry PD, Rursall R, Goldstone S, Amminger GP. Age of onset and timing of treatment for mental and substance use disorders. Implications for preventive intervention strategies and models of care. 2011, Current Opinion on Psychiatry, 24, 301 to 306. It's estimated that by 2025, between 1,474 and 1,867 Western Australians who have mental health and/or alcohol and other drug problems will also be homeless. Mental Health Commission Western Australia, Internal Modelling, Western Australia, 2015. Furthermore, although the exact number is difficult to quantify, additional groups, such as people exiting residential rehabilitation, people currently living in psychiatric hostels, and those with mental health, alcohol, and other drug problems living in crowded housing, require access to safe housing. Improving access to safe housing and associated community support will help prevent the specialised treatment and short to medium term accommodation system becoming congested with people who want to and are able to live independently in the community. Aim: continue to expand harm reduction services and further develop a high quality, personalised, effective and efficient community support service sector that provides individuals with support to create or rebuild a satisfying, hopeful and contributing life and provides carers and families with support for their own well-being. Current services. It has been estimated the Mental Health Commission and the Commonwealth Government funded approximately 842,000 hours of mental health community support in 2012-13, with the Commonwealth and State funding approximately 50% each. Mental health hours of support include face-to-face time only. For example, hours a person spends in respite care, hours spent undertaking an activity, hours of face-to-face support with peer workers or health, social and welfare support workers, etc. For alcohol and other drug community support services, the state government funded 17,000 hours of service. Alcohol and other drug hours of service include face-to-face time between staff and consumers, carers, staff travel time, and time for other duties such as administrative requirements, training and research, and 168 beds. A range of non-government organisations are contracted to provide community support services, examples of which are provided on the following page. Keeping people connected and close to home. The Mental Health Commission currently provides funding subsidies for community support services to 17 private licensed psychiatric hostels, delivering 499 beds. Access to community support and assistance to regain skills required for independent living can sometimes be limited for people staying in hostels. This can make it difficult for people to move to more independent living arrangements and reintegrate into community life. Modern recovery-focused community-based support services, including in-reach services, are important for people living in hostels. The Individualised Community Living Strategy, ICLS. The ICLS is a program commissioned by the Mental Health Commission that gives individuals with mental illness, their families and carers greater control over their lives, including the supports and services they access. Organisations work with individuals to develop a personalised plan and assist with utilising portable funding to purchase individualised supports. Key aims of the program are to help people achieve their goals and participate fully in community life. Is a Mental Health Commission-funded individualised housing and support program. As at 2013-14, 115 houses have been purchased and 138 people supported by the program. The ICLS is currently being evaluated. In relation to alcohol and other drugs, a range of harm reduction strategies are currently implemented, such as needle and syringe programs, overdose prevention programs, and safe places for intoxicated people, also known as sobering up centres. The Transitional Housing and Support Program, THASP, provides in-reach community support for people staying in short-term accommodation following residential alcohol and other drug treatment. There are currently 15 THASP houses operational across Western Australia. A 2013 evaluation of the program has demonstrated a range of positive outcomes, including reductions in relapse rates, improvements in well-being, increased life and independent living skills, and reduced levels of homelessness. What the modelling tells us. Modelling shows that the hours of community support for mental health are required to increase from 842,000 currently to 5.2 million hours by the end of 2025. The modelling shows that hours of support for alcohol and other drugs are required to increase from the current 17,000 hours to 314,000 hours. The bed numbers for safe places for intoxicated people are required to increase from the current 168 beds to 205 beds by the end of 2025. Figure 5 demonstrates the gap between current and 2025 demand as a percentage. Figure 5, optimal mix and level of service, community support. The 2012-13 Community Support Actuals, as outlined in the plan matrix and graph, were determined by the Mental Health Commission. Please note that further work is required in the analysis of the actual figures, which may result in some variance, therefore impacting on the service gap identified. Figure 5. Optimal mix and level of service, community support. 1. Mental health, hours. 2. Current demand. 3. Percentage of demand, 16%. 4. 2025 demand, 84%. 1. Alcohol and other drug harm reduction and personal support, hours. 2. Current demand. 3. Percentage of demand, 2%. 4. 2025 demand, 98%. 1. AOD post-residential rehabilitation, hours. 2. Current demand. 3. Percentage of demand, 21%. 4. 2025 demand, 79%. 1. AOD safe places for intoxicated people, beds. 2. Current demand. 3. Percentage of demand, 82%. 4. 2025 demand, 18%. Keeping people connected and close to home. Strategies. Promote the expansion of recovery-focused mental health community support services. Expanding the availability of personal recovery-oriented support services is a common theme throughout the plan. Recovery-oriented services are inclusive and holistic, working with an individual and their carer and/or family where appropriate, to help them identify and achieve their personal goals. Services can assist individuals through the delivery of personalised support and through linking in with other services and programs, for example, peer support programs, employment, education and training, housing, social opportunities, support with daily living tasks, health and wellbeing programs. Service expansion and development will be centred on enabling greater choice of service provider for individuals with mental health problems, including people with co-occurring alcohol and other drug problems, their families and carers. Dedicated community support services for children and young people are a high priority, including those leaving care, as is expanding services for people living in regional areas. Over the lifetime of the plan, a variety of recovery-oriented community support services will be developed, including supporting the growth of the peer workforce and enhancing access to community support through telehealth technology. Further expand access to alcohol and other drug community support services. Current alcohol and other drug community support services, such as safe places for intoxicated people, also known as sobering up centres, needle and syringe programs, and overdose prevention programs are essential public health initiatives. Therefore, we intend to continue expanding their availability. Innovation is fundamental to reducing harm. Other evidence-based harm reduction initiatives will be explored. For example, a pilot program for peer naloxone, which is currently being evaluated and showing good results. Holistic, personalised support services are already incorporated in the provision of alcohol and other drug treatment, including support with housing, employment, education, and so on. More resources can expand the range of community support services available. The potential for the delivery of individualised funding and self-directed support within alcohol and other drug services is an area for future consideration, and requires development of an evidence-based model of service delivery with support from within the sector. An effective individualised model of service can reduce relapse, have the potential to reduce waiting lists, assist with system navigation, and support the achievement of personal goals. It's expected alcohol and other drug community support services will have the capability to meet the needs of people with co-occurring mental health problems.